WGLX presents Dead from the Neck Up with the comedy stylings of Scott Henderson and Stephen Vafo for this holiday season. Ho, ho, ho. I'm their producer, Brian Dawkins.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Fa la 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 la.
Hey, aren't you forgetting something?
Oh yeah, la.
Well, it's Christmas time again, and you know what that means.
Yeah, we're here at the mall doing our Christmas shopping because we left it as usual to the last minute.
Well, that's true, but it's also time for our Christmas special. And I'm Scott Henderson.
And I'm Stephen Vafo.
And we're dead from the neck up.
And this is the Dead from the Neck Up first ever Christmas special.
And we've written long and hard all year to Santa for some decent scripts.
Yeah, and what did it get us? We had to write our own script for this special, which is the reason we've had no time to do any shopping up until now.
Cheer up, Steve. While our loyal fans listen to our show, we can run about and get our shopping done.
Well, we've only got a half an hour. This really burns me, you know. If Santa had come through, we could have had lots of time to do shopping, and we'd probably be lying on a beach in Florida while everyone else is stuck here in this freezing cold listening to our sappy Christmas special.
Hey, remember, 'tis the season to be jolly.
Oh, yeah, law.
A long, long time ago, as all you folks should know, old Santa started loading up his sleigh.
Hold on to your squad cars, boys and girls. It's time once again for the Officer John Show. Today, Officer John's guest is Kris Kringle, also known as Santa Claus. Yay!
Good evening, kiddies. Welcome to the Officer John Show. I'm, of course, your buddy with a badge, your neighbor with a nightstick, Officer John. As always, I have my trained police dog, Rusty the Rottweiler. Well, actually, my new police dog, our old pal Petey the Pitbull, is pulling desk duty in doggy heaven. Thanks to an unfortunate accident when old Officer John was cleaning his sidearm. Anyway, this is Rusty, my new canine compadre. Say hello, Rusty. Anyway, my guest today is Kris Kringle, a.k.a. Santa Claus, a.k.a. Father Christmas, a.k.a. the Merry Old Elf, a.k.a. Jolly Boy, a.k.a. the Fat Man.
Ho, 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 please just call me Santa.
Okay, Santa, tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from way up north.
Oh, Bancroft, that's a nice place.
No more north than that.
Sudbury got a perp there. Once tried to change the big nickel for a small penny.
Oh, nope, farther up. I'm from the North Pole. I have my own village.
Oh, your own village. A commune, then. So you're a communist, then?
No, I have a factory up there, and I bring my goods all over the world.
So you're smuggling, then, and selling black market communist products?
Oh, no, I don't sell my goods. I give them away.
Well, to who? Other communists?
Oh, no, to people all around the world.
Oh, well, what if they don't want your goods?
Well, of course they want them. Santa knows what everyone wants.
Now, how would you know that, then?
Well, I keep a list.
What kind of list?
A list of names and what they want for Christmas.
Well, how do you know what they want?
Oh, I know everything. I know when someone's asleep and I know when they're awake.
Now, wait just a minute, Santa. Let's say you got a guy named Joe Smith.
Oh, three of them, as a matter of fact.
Now, look. Now, you know when Joe's been sleeping?
Yes.
And you know when Joe's awake?
Yes.
Does Joe know that you're watching him?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, that's stalking, buddy, and that's illegal. So you're a communist smuggler from some commune up north that stalks innocent people and tries to win them over with gifts. Now let me ask you, how do you transport the goods from the North Pole to here?
Oh, with my sleigh, of course.
Now do you stop at customs?
Oh, no, I fly straight through.
Oh, well, that's a crime right there, pal. You're breaking Revenue Canada tax rules. So you fly right through with your communist-made black market tax-free merchandise that you give to your stocking victims to win them over to your red waves.
Well, no, that's not true at all.
So how do you give these victims their gifts?
Well, I sneak into the house when everyone's asleep and I leave them under the Christmas tree.
Now wait just a minute. You don't knock and these people just leave their house open for you?
Oh, no, no. Oh, I come down the chimney. That's how I get in.
Okay, that's it, buddy. I'm taking you in.
For what?
You just confessed to break and enter.
But you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. Let's see. You got a factory up north that only hires elves. That's discriminatory hiring practices. You're smuggling goods into the country without paying taxes or duties. In a vehicle without plates that doesn't meet FAA regulations. Giving gifts to people you admit that you're stalking. And break and enter.
But you can't arrest me. I'm Santa. Ho, 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 ho.
Okay, pal, that's it. Add to that soliciting a prostitute. Hold him, Rusty.
Well, kiddies, that's all the time for the Officer John Show for today. Merry Christmas, boys and girls, and to our Jewish friends, Happy Hanukkah. Oh, I was framed.
Shut up, you commie. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to a bologna sandwich.
Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered jerk. I look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas, when each kid hangs up his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock. On the night before Christmas, it's still in the house. My family is sleeping, so I'm quiet like a mouse. I look at my watch, and midnight is near. I think I'll sneak out for a cold glass of beer. Down at the corner, the crowd is so merry, I end up by drinking about 12 Tom and Jerry. I get to bed late, and gee, yes, how I'm sleeping. Then on to my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They sit on my face and they jump on my belly. And I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. They scream Merry Christmas. And my poor wife and me, we stumble downstairs and she lights off the tree. My head is exploding. My mouth tastes like a pickle. I step on a skate and fall on a tricycle. Just before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right, and my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing. And over the racket, Gabriel Heater is saying, "Peace on earth, everybody, and goodwill toward men." And just at that moment, someone slugs Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping so the neighbors will hear. Oh, I'm so glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year. Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas, but they still have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
FM, CGLX, and on another cold Christmas evening, we bring you a selection of Christmas carols for the cynically of mind. Tonight, we present the a cappella Christmas choir and their selections of favorite Christmas hymns.
God rest ye poor small businessmen who've managed to survive. Be glad in this economy that you are still alive. Give shouts of praise at Christmas time when folks who buy appear. There's a chance you'll break even for the year. For the whole year, there's a chance that you'll break even for the year. The chain stores and conglomerates have brought you to your knees. High taxes, rent, and labor costs have caught you in a squeeze. The costs of goods keep going up, inflation's running on. So give thanks, you can buy cheap from Taiwan, good old Taiwan. So give thanks that you can buy cheap from Taiwan.
Charlie the mailman brings his letters soaked with rain, jams our box so full that the mail is crust, and then laughs when we complain. Harry the milkman is the biggest slob in town, seldom leaves the courts that we've asked him for when he does their upside down. 11 months throughout the year they're lousy as can be, but starting in December they show great efficiency. Then Charlie and Harry really show they're full of zip, and they'll work that way every doggone day till they get their Christmas tip.
Out there on the sidewalk a Santa Claus stands, beside a fake chimney, a bell in his hands. A second one smoking a smelly cigar, a third one is picking his teeth in a bar. A fourth Santa's trying to pick up a blonde, a fifth one is drunk in the gutter beyond. A sixth one is part of a window display, the seventh and eighth ones appear to be gay. They're fat and they're skinny, they're short and they're tall, and none looks a bit like the real one at all. With so many Santas, it's tough to keep score. Small wonder that kids don't believe anymore.
Oh, telephone, oh, telephone, at Christmas time we're singing. 'Cause telephone, oh, telephone, our loved ones you are ringing. We call Aunt Sue in Portland, Maine, and get a drugstore in Fort Wayne. Oh, telephone, frustration you are bringing. Oh, telephone, our call's been misdirected. Though telephone, dear telephone, you claim that you're perfected. We know why you work sloppily, you're owned by a monopoly. Oh, telephone, we've just been disconnected.
Oh, little Bank America, you bring me Christmas cheer. Without your clout, I have no doubt, no gifts I'd give this year. Your credit line allows me to run up bills quite large, and when I'm through exhausting you, I'll use my master charge.
Oh, the weather outside is cruel, and the truckers won't bring fuel. Their payoff they don't like, they're on strike, they're on strike, they're on strike. Our holiday trash is growing, but the garbage men aren't showing. Their pension plan they don't like, they're on strike, they're on strike, they're on strike. We have a flood that is pretty rough, from a break in the water main, dear. If you want a repairman tough, they're staying out till next year. We're waiting for Santa's visit, but his sleigh is late, where is it? Seems his reindeer won't make the hike. They're on strike, they're on strike, they're on strike.
And for their final selection tonight on Christmas Hymn Sing, our silver-throated tenors will sing, Sam and Roz Are Coming to Town.
You better give up on Christmas this year. You haven't a chance with relatives here. Sam and Roz are coming to town. They're bringing their kids to add to your fun. They're staying 10 days, you thought it was one. Sam and Roz are coming to town. They'll monopolize your bathroom. They'll destroy your solitude. They will eat you out of house and home, then complain about the food. There's only one way to save you, Noel. You give them your house, you take a hotel. Sam and Roz are coming to town.
Next week we'll be featuring the Santa Ana Boys Choir in selections from David Bowie's latest album, featuring a very popular rendition of I Get High with a Little Help of My Friends. You're listening to 92.3 FM, CJLX, on your FM dial. Good night. We off? That ought to hold him for a while, shouldn't it?
Welcome again to another adventure in the continuing saga of
The Two Dead Guys.
This time, the season salutes our stiffened soulmates as defense attorneys for Santa Claus in...
Spirits of Christmas Present.
Order, order! We will now hear the opening remarks for the prosecution.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
You will address me as Your Honor. If I were the Queen, you'd address me as Your Majesty. If I were the Pope, it would be Your Holiness. If I were the Tsar, it would be Your Excellency. If I were...
I get it, Your Honor. I get it. As for the defendant, I address him with contempt. And furthermore, I plan to prove that the defendant is not Santa Claus, nor Kris Kringle, or what have you, but rather a low-life, do-good-nick degenerate.
I would remind the prosecution that the charges brought against the defendant are based on him being Santa Claus. If you just prove that he is who he says he is, then the defendant will walk.
Oh. In that case, never mind.
And now for the opening remarks for the defense. And now for the opening remarks for the defense. Does the defense counsel have nothing to say in defense of its client? Ho, 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 boys, what is this? Don't let me down, boys. Ho, 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 I've got to admire your spunk, boys, saving it up for later. Ho, 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 good plan, boys. Well, then, will the prosecution please call its first witness?
Well, Your Honor, I have no witnesses.
You have no witnesses? Mr. Prosecutor, would you care to tell this court how you propose to prove the guilt of Mr. Claus without witnesses to the crimes with which he is accused?
Well, Your Honor, I asked lots of people, but nobody would agree to testify. They said something about the defendant knowing when they were naughty or when they were nice.
Well, then, did you have any evidence to submit?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. I would like to submit mail as evidence.
Wait a minute. You don't mean to submit bags and bags of mail like in that Christmas movie?
No, sir. Just one letter. It's a letter I just wrote. I just received.
And you mean to prove by reading this one lone letter that Mr. Claus is guilty of the many crimes for which he is on trial? This court would be most interested in hearing this letter. That is, if there are no objections from the counsel for defense. I take that as agreement. You may proceed, Mr. Prosecutor.
Thank you, Your Honor. The letter reads, Dear Santa Claus, thank you so very much for the train set you gave me last year. I've been especially good this year. Did you enjoy the cookies and milk we left out? Dad wonders what happened to our VCR, stereo, TV, and Elvis on black velvet that also disappeared like the cookies and milk. You didn't see any robbers hanging around our house on Christmas Eve, did you? Dad says we don't need any of the stuff back, as he got a good settlement out of the insurance man, even for stuff we didn't own. Anyway, I'd like some money, a cellular phone, a fifth of scotch, and a Rolex watch this year. P.S. Dad says try the chimney this year as your magic crowbar does too much damage to the front door.
And who is the author of that letter?
Herbert Dixon.
I beg your pardon. Whom did you say was the author?
Herbert Dixon.
Would the prosecution please speak loudly enough for this court to hear you when you speak?
All right. I said Herbert Dixon.
Oh, hold on a minute. That's you. And I didn't give you a train set last year. I gave you nothing because you had been naughty.
Geez, old man. I was just a little bribe. Let it go.
Order. Mr. Prosecutor, did you pen that letter?
I cannot tell a lie, Your Honor. The letter was given to me by the defense attorneys.
This is ludicrous. Why would the defense attorneys forge evidence to be used against their own client? Does the defense counsel care to speak to these allegations?
See, they don't deny it. Shame, shame. See, the defense is even certain of their client's guilt.
Mr. Prosecutor, you are out of order.
I'm out of order. No, you're out of order. This cart is out of order. The men's washroom is out of order. The cigarette machine down the hall is out of order. The waitress in the cafeteria won't take my order. Louis Lingerie lost my order. Mr. Prosecutor,
I find you in contempt of this court and sent you to 30 days. Will the bailiff please take the prosecutor to holding?
Okay, Judgy Wudgy, let me take care of the brute.
You will please not call me Judgy Wudgy in this court. Wait till I get you home. I'll spank you for this. Ho, ho, ho. What about me, Your Honor? Well, seeing as there is not evidence and the prosecution could find no witnesses to testify against you, And seeing furthermore that if you were incarcerated, I might not get that diamond-studded whip and matching collar that I wrote you about. Case dismissed. Oh, thank you, Your Honor, and a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Mr. Claus, I do just have one question for you. Where did you get those defense attorneys?
They're good boys. Not much for conversation, but they knew when not to speak, didn't you, boys?
There you go again. Say, how would you boys like to help me on my deliveries Christmas Eve? I could always use a couple of good patsies. I mean, helpers. Merry Christmas.
Well, it looks like our boys are in for happy holidays this year. Are they the perfect elves, or are our boys destined to be ghosts of Christmas past?
Tune in next time for another adventure of The Two Dead Guys.
And now it's time for news that's dead from the neck up. Leading off our top story, Santa Claus has been found not guilty of the allegations of theft, break and enter, and misconduct. In a related story, several world countries still have warrants out for Santa's arrest for violating poop and scoop laws.
The holy city of Bethlehem was the scene of a near-fatal Christmas tragedy. This year, several tourists on a pilgrimage to the fabled manger where Christ was born were attacked and robbed of their souvenirs and trinkets by a band of roving Antichrist neo-Nazis. A priest of the City of David had this cautious note for travelers. Tourists should have better frankincense than to run around flashing their golden mirror everywhere they go.
And yet another near tragedy, this time in the world of sports. During halftime at the Jewish Football League Hanukkah Bowl at the Sky Dome, the sprinkler system was activated when the marching band tried to ignite their halftime formation of a menorah. Several spectators were sent to hospital with hypothermia, and a tuba player was examined for smoke inhalation. In a related story, a street hot dog vendor outside the Hanukkah Bowl was lynched.
The weather for tomorrow? Whether you love the holidays or whether you hate the holidays, everybody loves getting the Christmas goose.
Each week is Wally Wonder Deer in search of the strange, the bizarre, the odd, the things you just don't see on radio.
Ho, 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 everybody, it's your old pal Wally Wonder Deer here in Northern Ontario area at Uncle Evergreen's Tree Farm and Donut Shop for the 17th annual Cutting Down the Christmas Tree Contest. This year, Uncle Evergreen will be donating $5 for every tree cut down to his cousin Pine Sol. Plus, all trees cut down will be donated to the homeless. Oh, I see our first would-be woodchuck now, Hacksaw Harold Hemhock. Hacksaw, could we have a word with you, please?
Well, Wally, how are you, Wally? I gotta tell you, I feel great. I tell you, I feel like I could cut down every tree on the farm.
That's the spirit, Hacksaw. Well, I see the opponent, Crosscut Curtis Crenshaw. Let's chat with him now, shall we? Crosscut, can I get a word with you? Wally Wondelier, things you just don't see on radio.
Hey, you're that Wally Want-A-Beer guy, right?
That's Wondelier. No thanks, don't drink. Curtis, are you all set to cut down a pile of Christmas trees today?
You can bet your ass, assiduous trees on that, Wally.
Well, you better get over there and Uncle Evergreen's about to start the show.
All right, boys, you're doing this for them poor homeless folks. Get out there and start cutting down them trees.
And they're off. Hacksaw is headed for a group of year old pine trees. Let's listen in.
Look at you. You're weak. You're worthless. You're not tall enough to be a tree. You're a dwarf. Elves look down on you and pee.
Listen to him cut those trees, but no stranger to verbal assault is Crosscut, right in the middle of some needle bear firs.
Hey, pal, you call yourself a Christmas tree? You're no more a tree than I am. You're practically bald. I've seen chia pets with more green. Ah, if I put a star on you, you'd fall down. Baldy, you're not a tree at all.
Listen to that tree bashing. It's brutal. There's no wonder they call him Crosscut the way he cuts down those trees.
Oh, that's enough. You're all bloody idiots. The idea is to cut them trees down, not insult them.
I was cutting them down.
Get out of my way, you jackasses.
Oh,
Well, there you have it, folks. The real way to cut down the trees for Christmas. Be sure to join me next time in swinging San Francisco for the 5th annual Knob Hill Drag Race. Bring your heels. See you then.
I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree. Everybody hangs their ornaments on me. I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree. People throw me out on New Year's Eve. Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, Santa Claus. He breaks lots of laws. He trespasses. He breaks and enters. He travels all around the world without a valid passport. I'm a Hanukkah bush.
Hanukkah bush. I got
it. I'm a Hanukkah bush. I'm a lot like a Jewish Christmas tree.
Woo!
But I'm not. You see, but I'm not.
Hello, everybody. This is your old friend Papa Frassini from Papa Frassini's Special Pizzeria. And I say a Merry Christmas to you and for the Christmas for all our good customers, because we make such a goddamn good pizza. We make a special Christmas pizza just for you people. It's got the silver bells on it, this pizza. Silver bells.
Hey, Papa, that's not a silver bells. That's a silver fish.
You're not supposed to say that, Tony. Shush. And in addition, we make it a special Christmas colors. It's got a red, it's got a green, those green and red peppers, and the whole piece is covered with the snow.
That's not a snow, Papa, that's your dandruff.
Tony, you're not supposed to say that. Anyway, this is our gift to you, the special pizza with the little anchovies with reindeer horns on it. So if you want to cut them a good special Christmas pizza, so come to us at 555 Pizza. That's at 272 Gino Avenue. Thank you, and have a merry one.
Merry Christmas, Papa.
Merry Christmas to you, you stupido.
How,
you
Papa?
You shut your mouth.
Mama says, don't hit me. Mama, Papa, hit me again.
Well, there we have it. Our first ever Christmas special is coming to a close.
Yeah, and so are all the stores here in the mall.
How did you make out with your shopping, Steve?
Not too bad. I had 17 people to buy for, and I got it all done at one store, and there was no lineup.
Hey, how did you manage that? I had problems finding decent stuff, and when I found anything, there were huge lineups at the cash register. What's your secret?
The secret is Chia Pets.
Chia Pets?
Yep. Chia Pets. I got a Chia dog for my sister, a Chia iguana for my mother, a Chia llama for my wife, a Chia armadillo for you, a Chia lizard for my cousin Larry.
He's been Stephen Dayful.
And he's been Scott Henderson.
And we've been...
Chia Pets.
No, dead from the neck up.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You bought me a Chia armadillo?
Hey, it's better than the fruitcake you got me last year.
Hey, I didn't know he was gay.
That would hurt.